Marco Werman here with The World. You may have heard about the federal judge who ordered a halt to the deportation of a Salvadoran mother and daughter, but the government went ahead and put the mother and daughter on a plane. Judge Emmett Sullivan responded by demanding that the plane be turned around, and he threatened to hold Attorney General Jeff Sessions in contempt of court. The mother and daughter were reportedly flown back to the States. They were part of a larger case brought by the ACLU. Kim Hunter is an immigration attorney based in St. Paul, Minnesota, and we asked her how the government was able to deport this mother and daughter before their day in court.
Attorney General has issued very restrictive instructions to the asylum officers who do the initial screening, which is called a credible fear review at the border. And so if someone is unsuccessful at that initial screening stage and has presented themselves at the border, they are subject to what's called expedited removal.
So looking at the transcript, it's pretty easy to tell that Judge Sullivan was not happy with this turn of events. He said, "This is pretty outrageous. Somebody in pursuit of justice in a United States court is spirited away while her attorneys are arguing for justice for her." So how typical is that kind of language coming from a federal judge?
The language is obviously atypical. I think the admonishment, unfortunately, is not. Federal judges, for example, here in Minnesota, will emphasize, you know, do not send this person away until I've had an opportunity to rule on this issue in front of me. Often, even with that instruction, it's a very close call as to whether or not the individuals get to remain in the United States.
Kim, do you see this as a game of cat and mouse? The deportation order comes, the judge pushes back, and then there's this kind of waiting game.
Frequently, that is the case. Yeah. And I think that Carmen, the pseudonym for the one of the plaintiffs in this case and the one who was ordered to be returned with her daughter, was fortunate in that her case was caught in time by the ACLU and she was able to be a participant in that lawsuit. What's regrettable is that so many people are just flooding into the system unrepresented and unable to access those resources. And so the swifter The border patrol and ICE can conduct these border processes, the better for them, because it helps them to escape any further scrutiny.
So Judge Sullivan threatened to hold Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Secretary of Department of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen in contempt of court if they fail to return these asylum seekers back to the U.S. Can he do that if Sessions is employing this little used kind of loophole?
Yes, he certainly can. I believe he absolutely would be within his authority. And quite frankly, between the performance of the Attorney General and Secretary Nielsen of late related to separated families, I'm a little disappointed that he didn't actually hold them in contempt, quite honestly.
If you had to sum this up, Kim, did these two people get deported because bureaucratic confusion makes it hard to keep track of asylum seekers who are detained? Or was this, you think, a deliberate disregard to the rule of law and an order that says, in this case, no deportation before a specific date?
Regrettably, I think it's a deliberate indifference. It's a deliberate act. It also, I think, just underscores the lack of oversight and, frankly, the lack of credence, I think, that the Border Patrol and ICE officials in particular give to the rule of law.
So in broader terms, where does the Trump administration's authority intersect with the authority of the court in these immigration and asylum cases?
You know, I believe that was decided back in the 1800s in Marbury versus Madison, and that the courts get to decide what the law in fact is. It's hard to keep track of the crises, it seems, day to day in our current political life, but I think it's another example of how the Trump administration is trying to ramrod through what they perceive to be their notion of justice and meeting some welcome and necessary pushback from the courts. Increasingly, as immigration advocates, we are finding that the federal courts are our court of last resort.
Immigration attorney Kim Hunter speaking with us from St. Paul. Thank you very much.
Thank you.